It's 1 year to the day that the first case of COVID appeared on our shores. And look how our country has changed in that time. The place is divided quite literally like never before, with borders up all over the place. Here to talk a little bit more about where we stand right now is Susan Lee, Federal Member for Farah and Federal Environment Minister. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Lou.
So right now, we've had one full week of no new locally acquired cases in New South Wales and 18 days in Victoria, yet we still have checkpoints with no sign of those checkpoints that are separating us from North and South disappearing anytime soon. What is going on, Susan?
It's a decision of the Andrews government, for sure. Victoria is entitled to close its borders, and it has. But this is not following the Commonwealth Health advice, and I want to make that very clear. We know that the best way to monitor, protect, and just keep the balance between the economy and your health is to manage hotspots and jump on them really hard, contact, trace every single person you can. We've seen New South Wales doing this recently. They got on top of the outbreak in Greater Sydney and the Northern Beaches, and that's how you do it. You don't slam borders shut.
No, but everyone has. So with the way that's gone, I mean, we've asked this question a number of times, I know, but is and can the federal government step in to do something about it?
No, we can't. That's the very short answer, Lou. When the states all signed up to be part of the Federation, they said, we'll keep control of our borders, and they have. So, look, this is incredibly frustrating. I spent 3 days down the river last week and the week before just talking to tourism operators and businesses who rely pretty much 90% on Melbourne. Melbourne can't get there. They can now, but they're worried because they think, well, we might get caught again like we did on New Year's Eve, and is it worth it? So I'm calling for a border protocol when it comes to closures, and we know the Commonwealth and New South Wales will be on board. I'm writing again to Daniel Andrews to reflect what I saw and the experiences of a lot of people who, they're not all New South Welshmen, some of them are actually Victorians, who are overwhelmingly distressed by this because they live in Victoria, they have a business in New South Wales, and it's just not happening for them.
It really is. In the words of the great Ronald Reagan, tear these walls down.
Look, we just have to manage this. I think we can if we follow the Commonwealth Health advice. And, of course, we are lucky in Australia. We've seen, and we're particularly lucky in rural Australia. One of the great things that will come out of 2021, I believe, is regional Australia will really take its place nationally and internationally. It's going to be a pretty good year for us, but I still feel really heartbroken for some of the people who've unnecessarily had to suffer through this pandemic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, Susan, last time we spoke, I threw a question at you about the McCoy Street overpass and acknowledged that it's not your area, but you did say you'd do a bit of follow-up for us. Have you got any news about that McCoy Street overpass?
Yes, Lou, it's in the planning phase and construction should commence mid-2022 and the project will be completed by early 2024. So those are the timelines. Total cost, as we know, it's a big overpass, $210 million.
Ooh,
we're kicking in $168 million, which is a large part of it.
Yes.
And we provided some extra funding during the last budget to hopefully speed it up. And I know people are waiting, but the Commonwealth has made a really significant contribution to this overpass, and we know it's important for the people of Wodonga and Albury.
Yeah, gotcha. Excellent. I drove through the Davey Street works up there at Tabletop, and that seems to be progressing really quite well. So that was the last time we talked to you.
That's pretty exciting. Later this year, we'll see some... that should be open, so that will make a big difference to traffic going through Saguna, families going to the school, and all of the community sport and activity, which doesn't mix well with big trucks on the road.
Nah, so true.
And just quickly, we really are running out of time, but World Wetlands Day is coming up. What are you doing for that, Susan?
It's coming up. I'm going out to Wonga Wetlands. You don't need to go to glamorous locations when you've got one in your own backyard. Right. And, yes, look at the bird life. Incredibly important to migrating birds. All wetlands are.
Yep.
And the Murray-Darling Basin is home of many. So It's a really it's a good day for the environment, World Wetlands Day.
Great. And if you see Sunday. A platypus, let me know straight away.
Oh my goodness. I will. Years. I'll get the pictures.
Susan Lee, Member for Farrer and Federal Environment Minister, thank you so much. Hopefully it will change what's happening right now in terms of
always
the
waters. A pleasure. We'll okay, talk to you soon. Thanks guys.